Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 28, 2026 edition. The pundits in Lansing, especially the political lobbyists, the political consultant class, they love to give their opinions. This is what they do for a living. This is what they like to talk about. Well, MERS News Service put together some pundits and basically had a conversation about Perry Johnson announcing his second run for governor here this past Monday. Just when we thought the Republicans' gubernatorial field was set, here comes business executive Perry Johnson and his reported $9 million 3 months before the filing deadline. April 21st is the filing deadline to turn in your signatures to get on the ballot. Well, Johnson said, and I announced this story yesterday, that he plans to spend $9 million in the next 60 days, even a month before the filing deadline. We've never seen what Johnson, the gregarious expert in system efficiencies and quality, can do on the campaign trail. His prior two campaigns have been cut short. Back in 2022, when he ran for governor, he didn't have enough valid signatures to get on the ballot. There was a whole scandal over him and Donna Brandenburg and a few others that didn't get on the ballot. Then, early 2024, he was considering running for president, but due to primary debates not accepting him as a viable candidate, he dropped out. But if Johnson is planning on saturating media markets with ads, it's going to be hard to rule him out. Now, the people running for governor announced so far, with Johnson being added, now comes to a total of 8. U.S. Congressman John James, the favorite poll leader right now, former Attorney General Mike Cox, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, former House Speaker Tom Leonard, Pastor Ralph Rebant, Axe My Tax leader Carla Wagner, and truck driver Anthony Hudson are all in the race. Well, on Monday, they sat down with their pundit panel, asking them to give their assessment of what Johnson's entrance into the race means and where his presumed base of support is going to be coming from. Kind of an interesting group of folks that they put together. How does Perry Johnson's entrance into the Republican gubernatorial primary shake up the race? Well, Bob Colt of Colt Communications said it's evidence that the Republican candidates are weak, and he sees this as an opportunity. If he spends enough money, he could get on the radar. But he's a bad statewide candidate and unsuccessful in many ways. Colt, for a disclaimer, Colt Communication works with Democrats. Now, conservative talk show host Steve Gruber said, honestly, I don't know. He's run before. He didn't get on the ballot because of the signature issue. However, he's going to bring a lot of money to the campaign for sure. Radio and TV stations are thrilled. And in full disclosure, I got an email from his campaign consultant, John Yab, asking for our rate sheet, which I emailed him last night. So we very well may be hearing Perry Johnson commercials very soon on this radio station. Anybody wants to advertise for governor that I haven't endorsed personally can run ads on our station. Absolutely. The ones I have endorsed personally usually enter into an advertising agreement to be a sponsor of my show, so they get airtime on a weekly basis, as you know, to do interviews with me. And, of course, we then run their commercials. But right now, we're not endorsing anybody until April 21st, which is the filing deadline to turn in the signatures and to see who's actually officially going to be on the ballot. Now, another consultant was Jill Elper, Elper Strategies. She says Perry is another 800-pound Republican gorilla simply because of his resources and his personal relationship with President Trump. It's hard to take someone seriously who was disqualified for fraudulent signatures back in 2022 and who didn't even qualify for the debate stage when he ran for president in 2024. However, if he self-finances his campaign and does, in fact, spend $9 million over the next 2 months, he's an absolute factor in the Republican primary. He'll further divide the race so that a Republican candidate can potentially win the nomination without a plurality or a majority of the vote. This could disrupt the presumed DeVos-backed frontrunner, John James, who has run a lackluster campaign so far. Even a more moderate candidate may end up winning the primary, and or the eventual nominee may more likely emerge injured. No matter what, his candidacy is expensive noise, creating confusion for the Republicans and further branding them as being out of touch with Michiganders. Now, John Selleck, he is the owner of Harbor Strategic. First, the attacks confirms that John James is leading in the polls. Next, we know Johnson is a marketing expert and has the budget to back it up. The question is, we truly don't know, is what is his product? And it's not like his product hasn't been out on the market before. However, these expenditures will test the discipline and the plans of other campaigns. We've seen these other campaigns generally waiting for a Trump endorsement to expend limited resources on paid media at this point. Team Johnson's ability to attempt a rapid rise from nowhere to come in basically second place while simultaneously attacking John James likely has other campaign teams in big strategy meetings. What do we do now? Now, an additional potential wealthy businessman who ran in 2022 and was on the ballot is Kevin Rinke. Now that Perry Johnson's gotten in the race, kind of feeling that very successful millionaire businessman slot, does Kevin Rinke get in? That's the question. Now, what type of Republican do you believe Perry Johnson speaks to? Well, again, the Democrat cult says probably the business executive who makes millions of dollars. And that's not a big voting population in Michigan. Well, as a Democrat, of course, you're going to say that. But as a conservative Republican, speaking myself, as a business person, although not as big as Perry Johnson, we want a businessman like Donald Trump to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'm not interested in a politician. If you're currently an elected official, not interested. If you're a former elected official, I'm not interested. John James currently is a congressman in Washington, D.C. Eric Nesbitt is currently and has been in Lansing for 14 years and is the sitting Senate Minority Leader. Tom Leonard, love the guy, former Speaker of the House. Mike Cox, former Attorney General. Sorry, you guys being politicians, elected to office, is a no-go for me. I want an outsider. I want a business person. And as I look the list over, Perry Johnson is at the top of the list because of his money. $9 million in 60 days? Folks, some of these candidates can't even raise $9 million in the entire process. They can't raise it for the primary. They can't even raise it for the general. Perry Johnson's going to spend it before the filing deadline and has pledged up to $50 million to self-fund this campaign run. I believe this time he'll hire the right paid circulators and get on the ballot. If he does that on April 21st, I'm sorry, folks, but this is a game changer. So much of a game changer that John James may decide to drop out the front runner and run for Congress, reelected to the 10th district. Even though he doesn't live there anymore, he doesn't have to have residency for Congress. He may drop out and run for reelection. If the front runner right now drops out, what's that say about these other candidates? Yeah, he's going to send the advertising out, and the sheeple people who don't listen to this show, oh, I've heard of him. I'm going to vote for him in August primary. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Again, the question was asked, what type of Republican do you believe Perry Johnson speaks to? Well, we already heard the Democrats' answer. John Selleck harbors strategic, based on his announcement. And if you look at his videos, he's talking directly to MAGA voters. Included in the visuals is President Trump and him shaking Charlie Kirk's hand. He also told the Detroit News that he needs to get his numbers to about 20% in the polling to be considered for a Trump endorsement. Perry Johnson's trying to win the Republican primary, and he's using his career expertise to talk about economics. This will appeal to a larger audience. Well, Donald Trump has been talking economics forever. Talking about the economy, talking about inflation, talking about interest rates, talking about lowering the price of gas. And by the way, I was in Traverse City Monday afternoon. I paid $2.33 using my Costco MasterCard, 5% cash back, the pump price. I got it for $2.33 a gallon. People are saying by spring, because he has gotten rid of, Donald Trump and his transportation secretary have gotten rid of these boutique blends of fuels that come out in the spring heading into the summer driving season. They're saying the price of gasoline, folks, heading into 4th of July is going to be below $2 a gallon. Oil companies not happy about it because as the price of gasoline goes down, the price of a barrel of oil goes down, and then they have issues about research, development, and drilling. But that's the direction it's going. And if it's all about the economy, stupid, like James Carville told Bill Clinton back in the 1990s, well, Perry Johnson knows how to speak economy. He knows business, and he knows how to attract businesses, and he knows how to fix the problems with the economic issues when it comes to regulations in Lansing. He is going to eliminate the income tax. If he does that, companies will now start looking at Michigan because they know that they can pay their employees a wage, a fair wage, by not having to pay state income tax. They'll have more money in their pockets to pay the mortgage and to buy food. So, yeah, I kind of agree with John Selleck on this one. Steve Gruber says Perry Johnson is still an unknown entity because he didn't get through the process 4 years ago. Who does he appeal to? Well, maybe business executives, maybe the working class. We'll have to wait and see. But I can tell you that if I had $9 million, I'd retire. But I guess I have different priorities than Perry Johnson. No, Steve, not only do we not have $9 million, but Perry Johnson has a lot more than that. $9 million for him in the next 60 days is nothing. $50 million to run for governor this entire cycle? It's a drop in the bucket. Perry Johnson claims that he has over 40,000 business clients worldwide. Clients. People that he actually provides a product, good, or service for. I can't even fathom 40,000 clients. That is a huge, huge business company that he owns and operates. Now, Alper, this other Democrat, says, I believe Perry Johnson's talking to a very small slice of the electorate. The business process Republicans, those would be the auto suppliers in Oakland County, some of the same in West Michigan, and maybe some small business owners in Macomb County. However, I think he's going to have a real problem getting any real traction with Trump loyalists, the Christian evangelicals, or even the working class populist. His push to eliminate the income tax could be exciting, but he's not positioned to be the best messenger to sell it. Lady, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. You know, the thing that you're looking at for being the best position to message it is very simple. Vote for me and I'll lower the money coming out of your paycheck. I'm eliminating the state income tax. When you get your paycheck on Fridays, you cash your check and you go shopping for groceries, maybe even take the family out for dinner. Well, guess what? Your paycheck's going to be bigger. I'm Perry Johnson and I'm running for governor. And as far as the Trump loyalists, Christian evangelicals, and working class, it's all about lowering the cost of living, which is exactly what Donald Trump ran on and is doing. And frankly, I've never even heard Perry Johnson talk about his religious beliefs and frankly don't even care. I want a businessman. Fix the state of Michigan. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
John James. I don't know. You know, he's running, but I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
President Trump saved John James's career when he endorsed him for Congress. But when Trump asked James to stay in Congress, James turned his back on him. Worse, James called Trump unfit to lead, said Trump can't be trusted, totally disloyal. John James puts himself first. We need a leader who puts Michigan first.
I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
Call John